refreshments and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, how are you?
We are so happy to be joining you today for another week of theme park news and discussion. It's really my favorite part of the week.
It is. It's the highlight.
Highlight. So, it's kind of been a quiet week compared to like the last like 6 months.
That means probably something's about to come out. Because it's like all this speculation that we're going to get into.
Yeah, we have a lot of speculation here.
A lot of speculation.
And we are in no way sure about any of this. So we just want to preface it. We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, we'll let you know what those things are.
When we get the final word. But we're just going to speculate today a little bit. Because you know what? Speculating about theme parks is fun. So let's get into it. The Magic Kingdom. This is not really speculation.
This one's not speculation.
We know this.
No, this one's for sure. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom will be starting on August 13th this year. That's 3 days earlier than last year. It just gets earlier and earlier. I was telling my fiance, I said, is it going to start in July next year?
I mean, if they can make money and people will show up, maybe.
It's just, I guess people plan their vacations. And they want to be a part of the fun, but let's say they can't come in October.
Yeah. Well, kids are back in, you know, kids are back in school by August 13th, too. But still, I mean, I don't, who has their Halloween costumes by August 13th?
You just go in regular clothes.
Yeah, I guess. A Mickey Halloween shirt.
Or last year's.
There you go.
If you still fit into it. The kids grow very fast.
Yeah, right. All right, so start planning your trip to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. They're giving you more chances to go experience it, and it is fun.
And
I do enjoy it.
And the Christmas party is probably going to be announced soon because last year the tickets went on sale on the same day, both of them.
Oh wow!
Yes. Gosh, so we're probably going to hear dates.
We just got through Christmas. Just let me get through January. January always feels like a struggle to me. It's like you had all the excitement from like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and my birthday's in there too. And then it's just like, ugh.
It's back to work. Everything moves.
Diets, working out.
No, don't mention all that stuff.
And I'm not even the one getting married this year.
Oh, gosh.
We'll talk about that later. Epcot. This is exciting.
Oh.
Every time I'm on the Skyliner, I get very excited because you kind of go over.
And that little sign.
Yeah.
For Remy on it. It's so cute. It's like coming soon.
So is it Gusteau?
Gusteau, yes. The chef in the Ratatouille movie.
Right.
The one that is like a ghost that follows Remy around.
Yeah.
And he has the book, Anyone Can Cook.
Right.
Right.
Gusteau's sign was installed for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure Ride, and it opens summer 2020, which will be here before we know it.
And the sign looks gorgeous.
I'm sure.
It's gorgeous. It's on the Disney Parks blog. If you wanted to look at
it. Okay, I will.
It's awesome. It looks just like this. If you've seen Ratatouille, you know the sign that's out on the street.
Yes.
And you could see the restaurant from the street.
Yes.
That big sign that has Gusteau on it. That's
that
it.
There. Oh, I love that. Okay.
So it's going to be right outside so you could see all the fun. Yeah, Dominic, my fiance, he was talking to me about like they're opening that side walkway where the entrance is.
Really?
And they're opening a lot more like shops and a crepe place. So it's not just going to be that little stand next to where you get drinks.
Right.
It's going to have its own little shop, like the ice cream shop.
I love the crepes.
Right? They should have ice cream with crepes.
I'm sure they will.
They'll have everything, I'm sure.
And I'll bring my stretchy pants. Festival of the Arts, we need to sit down and look at the schedule because we keep talking about it and we're going to go this year, or at least I'm going. You've been. Annual pass holders can save 10% on Disney on Broadway concert series dining packages. And that starts tomorrow, January 17th. So just kind of like the Candlelight Processional.
Right.
You know, you can make a reservation and get this dining package and have dinner at one of the restaurants included in it. And then go see the show and have guaranteed seating. Is that how they say
it? Yes, yes. It's just like we said, it's you have to get in through those times or they're going to give up your seat.
Right.
So it's guaranteed a seat between a certain
time.
Hours.
Right. And so, yeah, if you want to make sure you don't miss somebody or get a decent seat for something, do that. It'll be worth it.
It is worth it. But as like a filling in here, a lot of the artists that are coming, mm-hmm. they're Broadway stars, mm-hmm. like that went on Disney on Broadway mm-hmm. in New York City. Now, some of them are not as popular as others.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not need right. the dining plan. But I know that when I've gone in the past, the big ones that I know of are Kara Lindsay. She was in the original Newsies on right. Broadway. Adam Jacobs, who was the original Aladdin.
Okay.
And Heidi Bleckenstaff,
okay.
who she was on that Disney Channel Freaky Friday
okay.
movie. And she was also in The Little Mermaid
okay.
on Broadway, but not the original.
Okay.
So those three I know are very popular, mm-hmm. but if you want to see the others, they're not as popular okay. as those three.
And Festival of the Arts is still kind of new and people are still kind of catching on to it. So you right. might be okay, but you just never know. And, you know, I did the dining package for the Candlelight Processional and we did Via Napoli, which is so good. So and it was yummy. Like $50 or $60 and you got a 4-course meal, including soda, tea and water. So like, you know, it's I got my money's
worth.
At least you get
food with it.
I got
my
money's
worth. That's good.
Yeah, and food. And then we got and sat in the seat and it was nice. So definitely something to take a look at. Typhoon Lagoon, H2O Glow Nights.
Yes.
Select nights from May 27th through August 29th from 8 to 11 p.m. And guests can enter as early as 6 p.m. And it's the second or third year of it.
Third year, friends
yeah. who've gone. They've said it's super
I've
fun.
I've actually gone to it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's like everything glows and then you've got the water and it's super fun. So, and it's inspired by the popular Toy Story tune, Partysaurus Rex, and features meet and greets with some of your favorite Toy Story characters. So if you love that movie, definitely go check it out.
I suggest if you go, get mm-hmm. the character meet and greet photos before you go in the water.
Yes.
Because it's a little awkward to go after you're soaking wet.
Yes. An update to Disney Springs and their Disney Dining Plan, STK, which I've been to and it is delicious.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's no longer part of the Disney Dining Plan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was always shocked that it was even part of it.
Right?
I was like, oh, wow, okay. That place is so good. I went for a
friend. So is it worth taking it out of pocket?
I mean, it was really delicious.
Okay, so that's it good was really, at least
and,
to know.
And it's a cool restaurant. I was there. A friend had a birthday party there, and she had a bunch of people. And so we had one of the private rooms because it was like 20 people, and it was delicious.
Mm.
Yummy,
I've never actually
yummy.
Been. I feel like everyone around me has,
yeah.
and I haven't.
It's not cheap. But it is okay. delicious. So
yeah.
if you're going to splurge, that's one.
Yeah,
splurge
I've had on. A friend go to a little private little function thing that they did there.
Right.
And they got to choose that. The people didn't get to choose the menu, like what they wanted off the menu.
Uh-huh.
But the person holding the party asked for like a little bit of everything for everyone to try.
Oh,
and they said
smooth,
all the food
smooth.
Was so good.
Yeah. So... closed for refurbishment. We talked a lot about this last week.
We did.
Now we have a couple more that have been added. And I'm glad I went and did this last two weekends
ago. We were talking about this too.
Hollywood Studios, Muppet Vision 3D, closing January 26th and reopening on February 9th. That's not a long time.
It's
they're probably
not,
just updating some paint.
Yeah, they said that they're updating the chairs
okay.
and the curtains. And I was like, dang it. But they said that they might do more. Who knows? But this is a speculation, but you never know.
Speculation alert.
Yeah, speculation alert. This is not actual anything, so
right.
don't take this. But I'm hoping that since they're refurbishing the seats and the curtains, it's going to make way for a new video or a new...
Yeah.
All of that being
new
updated.
Theme, maybe, yeah.
Especially since Disney Plus is getting a Muppet show.
They are?
They are getting a show.
Like the old school Muppet Show?
I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know how it's going to be, but I know that they had a sneak peek of it at D23 Expo.
Right.
And they have it online.
Okay.
So
I've got to go look at it. I'm so excited.
It's Kermit talking about the show, but he has like a lawyer there.
Gosh.
And they're like, oh, you can't talk about that. Oh, you can't talk about that.
That's awesome.
It was trying to tease that Muppets are making a comeback, but I'm hoping that if that goes well, the show goes well,
mm-hmm.
it will be making a way for something
bigger and better.
Bigger and better for that side of the park. If it, people watch the show on Disney Plus, please, because we want that Muppet Courtyard to stay.
Oh my gosh, I love the Muppets.
We don't want Star Wars to swallow that up too.
You want
to
hear my Miss Piggy impression?
Sure.
Hi-ya!
That's really good.
Pretty good, right?
I'm about to be like applauding you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Wait,
how long did that take to?
A while.
To do.
Hey there, Kermie.
That's good. Needs a little work.
I know. That was not as good. My hi-ya! Is pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. So I tune into my inner pig.
And speaking of the Muppets, just a little side track here. Rainbow Connection is actually going to be my wedding song.
No!
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not going to your wedding or I would cry so hard.
I would love for Kermit to make an appearance, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But
maybe Miss Piggy can.
Who knows?
Hi-ya!
She might be on the cruise already.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's your wedding song.
Right?
Yay!
I'm so excited. So a family seeing this, you get a little spoiler into the
spoiler
wedding.
Spoiler alert. I hope your family listens.
Yes, they do. They do. Okay. My cousins do because they go to Disney a lot and they're from New York.
Nice.
So they like to listen in when they come in.
We appreciate Michaela's family for listening and everybody for
and
listening.
Everybody else.
So Fantasmic. So January 22nd, is it only down for a day or is
only
it?
Only one day.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And they don't run that every night either.
They do run it every night.
Do they?
I thought they did, yeah.
I was always like seeing things like check to make sure Fantasmic is running tonight. Yeah, or on the buses, they'll say it.
They'll sometimes, if there's a technical difficulty, they might, or rain or their
storms.
Weather has to do with it. But this one's an actual scheduled one. So if you're going to be in Disney next week and you want to see Fantasmic,
do not
that
make
day
plans
is
January
no.
22nd. And if you want to go to that, you get in line
or
get
fast
there,
pass.
Fast pass or whatever, like 90 minutes before the show. I've only seen it one time. But it's amazing.
I've gone to go get a seat like 30 or 45 minutes before it starts.
And you
the
can't.
Whole place is filled.
Yeah, you can't. So fast pass or get in line like 90 minutes
or the
before.
Dessert party.
Oh, yeah. That's another way,
dessert
too.
Dessert party is fun.
Yeah, but it's super cool. All right. Moving up I-4, Universal Orlando, Jurassic Park announcement-ish. I love that on your outline. Announcement-ish. So what's the announcement-ish?
So how we talked about before where there's going to be a ride. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's going to be a ride now for the Jurassic Park area.
Right.
It's been blocked off and they haven't said anything about it.
Right.
And it's interesting because they announced Epic Universe.
Right.
And we thought that during that press conference also they would announce the ride that's coming to Jurassic Park. But yesterday on Wednesday, Universal Orlando dropped a little tease.
Okay.
They said, keep your eyes peeled and ears to the ground for rumblings over in Jurassic Park. So maybe hopefully they'll be talking about the name.
Okay.
If it's based on Jurassic Park, the original movie, or if it's going to be
based on
Jurassic World. And we know it's a ride because in July of last year, Universal's parent company, Comcast, which owns Universal, filed a trademark for Velocicoaster.
Okay.
So,
and I haven't been over to Universal Orlando in a while. I need to get over there. Especially because Gavin DeGraw's doing one of the Mardi Gras shows. Plug for Gavin DeGraw. The one ride, the water ride, is that closed too?
No, that one's open.
Okay.
That one's open. It's going to be, the ride is on the side closest to the water. So on the backside of that really big, I forgot what they call it. The center where you could dig up the bones.
The education center?
They have that two-floored.
Yeah.
If you go on the other side for where you could see the rest of the park, where that water is.
The lagoon.
Lagoon, yes. Yeah. That's where they're building it, on over there. So.
Okay, so that's Islands of Adventure, the Jurassic Park area.
Right.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Next to
Toontown.
Harry Potter, Hogwarts, and
what's the area with all the cartoons?
Toon Lagoon.
There you go. Pass holder perks, and we kind of talked about this last week a little bit, too. They're going to have, if you're a Universal Orlando pass holder, some of the perks that they're introducing is a dedicated entrance January 4th through the 31st, Universal Orlando annual pass holder lounge in Universal Studios and buttons throughout the year, seasonal giveaways, new merchandise for pass holders, and discounts. So it looks like they're really trying to amp up their pass holder program.
They really are.
And it's a really great deal, too, anyway.
And I mean, as a reminder, like you said, Gavin DeGraw is coming. All of those Mardi Gras performances are part of your ticket entrance.
Right.
So if you get the annual pass, you could technically go to all of them if you want.
Right. Just check the fine print on whatever pass you get.
Yeah, make sure if you have blockout dates. That would probably be the only thing that's preventing you. And the performances, if you were wondering, where are they? Are they at the Hard Rock? No, they're actually in Universal Studios Park.
Right.
And it's next to Rip Red Rocket. It's actually right in front of it. So when the lights...
It's cool.
The sun sets.
It's cool.
And you see the lights on the Rip Red Rocket. It's really, really cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, SeaWorld Orlando, what's going on there?
So, you know, the icebreaker roller coaster that's coming. Well, a local news site in Orlando, Spectrum News 13, actually got an aerial view of the construction of Icebreaker. And it looks like it's coming along really well. And it's going to be opening up this year. So I'm excited to give it a try. I feel like they're really going into that coaster feel in SeaWorld instead of just animals.
Right, and kind of taking a page out of their sister park's book, Busch Gardens, who's really up their coaster game in the last couple of years and continues to do so. I wonder, Icebreaker, isn't that a gum?
That is a gum, right?
Or
is that a
partner?
Mint or something? Maybe.
Be smart. Call me. Busch Gardens, a new attraction could be coming?
Yes, we talked about this last in the Project Jethro. Remember that?
Project Jethro.
Well, there's a theory because people, you know, people on the internet love to study stuff.
And speculate.
And speculate.
What the internet is for.
So they're thinking that it might be a new Screamin' Swing. You know, very
is it like
similar,
those boats?
Yes, very similar to
gosh.
That.
Very similar to that. So freaking out.
And if you look up or if you ever seen at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia, they have a Finnegan's Flyer.
Mm.
And they said the projection of it is this almost the same exact way that that one is. So that's why they think it might be that. So that's just a thought.
Just speculation.
Just a speculation
theme park
alert.
Speculation. We need to get like a sounder for that. Theme park speculation alert. Ding, 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 ding.
We should.
We should.
Tommy.
Yeah. Yo, Tommy. Anyway, so that's Busch Gardens and Iron Gwazi still coming along. So that's, you know what? We didn't think we had a lot of new theme park news, but we did. It's so funny how, you know.
I guess we make it a lot.
Yeah.
Because of speculation.
Speculation. All right. So we're going to get into talking about something local in the Tampa Bay area. And maybe you've heard of it if you're listening outside of the Central Florida area. Maybe you haven't. But Gasparilla.
Gasparilla, that is a big name.
Yeah, and from what I remember, and I don't know if it's been eclipsed since, but a couple of years ago, it was like one of the top three largest parades in the United States behind like the Rose Bowl and Mardi Gras.
Right.
So we have this very long stretch of road in Tampa Bay that goes right along the bay called Bayshore Boulevard.
Yes.
And it's, there are a couple traffic lights, but like it's just one. There's no cross street because if you go the other way, you go right into the bay.
Yeah, you can't go that way.
You can't go that way because there's a seawall and the road goes along the seawall. And so, you know, there was always this, I don't know if it's a legend or if it's actually history or whatnot, but Jose Gaspar invading Tampa with pirates and, you know, pillaging and plundering and, you know, I got the Métis, you know, all that stuff. Kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean a little bit. So what do we do here in Tampa? We have a parade and we have a couple parades and a race.
Yes. And, film festival.
Film festival and food festivals
and music.
And music festivals and all these things. But the main highlight
is the Pirate Fest.
There is a children's parade, which is
this weekend.
This weekend.
Yes, this Saturday. And it's also going to be on Bayshore Boulevard. But that's right. more of a family-friendly environment.
Yes.
Not really all the drinking like now there is in the guest
right.
bill. Now, there is, but there's not as much.
There's
right?
still pirates.
Pirates, yes.
It's a shorter parade route, and they have a lot more activities during the day
yes.
for the kiddies as mm-hmm. well. So it doesn't go into it doesn't go from Bayshore into downtown. It's a much shorter route.
Yeah, absolutely. And that one starts at 3:30 p.m. and goes till 6. So if you have to put your youngins to bed early, it ends at a decent time.
Yes. And I think sometimes there are fireworks. I don't know if there are this year, but sometimes they end the evening with fireworks.
Yes.
But, you know, there is the festival for the first part of the day as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that out, too.
Yeah, and there's also bleacher seating.
Yes.
That don't know if there's still availability.
Yes.
But you could always look to see if you want a nice area to sit.
Yeah, instead of camping out super early and trying to get a good spot. The bleacher right. seating is nice. I've done.
But it's excuse me, but the rest of it, the parade, all the activities are free.
Yeah, it's really fun. So, and it's supposed to be a decent weekend in the Tampa Bay area for it. So, and then the following weekend is when all the adults go crazy. They just lose their minds.
But there are places where there's not a bunch of drinking. So on the Gasparilla website,
right.
there's areas that's dry areas, wet areas.
Right.
So you could still bring your family to it if you'd like, if you want to.
I would.
For the invasion, I feel like, is
really
cool.
Well, the invasion
really
is different. So it starts off really early in the morning and the invasion, you know, the ship comes in and goes into the convention center. And then later on in the afternoon, the parade starts. I've never seen the invasion. I'm thinking I might get up early and go check it out because I live right down the street.
Right.
But the parade part, I probably, if I was a parent, which I am not, but if I was a parent, I probably wouldn't take kids younger than 13.
Yes,
to the
I'd
pirate,
have to agree with
the
that.
The adult parade, the one on the 25th.
Yes.
I think that would, depending on your kid's maturity level, I would say 13. I think I was about 13 or 12 when I went the first time. And yeah. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it gets a little
crazy.
Hectic.
And you know,
I mean, it's fun nonetheless, but having yeah. the kids is there is another added.
And there are a lot of people, so pack your patience. Give yourself enough time to get there. Think about parking. Think about exit strategies when it's time to leave. You know, how much time it's going to take. It does run pretty much the entire road of Bayshore. They have the staging area and then is
Ashley
it
Drive.
Well, it goes down Ashley Drive
yeah.
through downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bay to Bay is where the official parade route starts.
Yes,
but
does.
If you go south of that, that's staging. And then Bay to Bay is where everybody can start throwing beads. But it's also a bead-free Gasparilla, what I'm hearing. Jane Castor, the new mayor of...
Well, they're trying to push more bead-free.
Right.
But they're trying to make it a more bead-free bay.
Right.
As in, like... They don't want people just having beads around.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a littering thing now.
Right, right.
And maybe they're going to move to that in the future. But all over the news and everything else say that the beads are still getting
okay.
thrown. Now, if that changes, that's on them.
Yeah.
But for right now, they're saying that the beads are a part of it. They're just asking no one to litter.
Right. So, you know, if you see beads on the ground and they're broken, throw them away. If you don't, if they're not broken, put them around your neck. Because it's kind of like Mardi Gras meets Pirates of the Caribbean. That's the big thing is
right.
they would throw beads. So
right.
do you have the Gasparilla website up there or you just Google Gasparilla and you'll be able to find
it?
Yeah,
you'll be able to Google Gasparilla. I was looking at the children's parade and the regular parade because they both have the same / different website,
right.
just like the different / So it's GasparillaPirateFest.com. That's
cool.
The official website. It'll tell you the schedule events, parking, street closures, all that fun stuff. Like I said, even if you're not going, but you are traveling in and around Tampa, you have
check
to
out
avoid
the street closures.
A lot of the stuff.
And I will give you a tip because I do live in downtown and it can be very hard to get anywhere south of Kennedy that day. So just give yourself enough time to get where you need to go. But if you're in downtown, if you stay close to the channel side of downtown and Brandon and that kind of side,
right.
you'll be fine. But just know anywhere south of Kennedy and like maybe Morgan, east of Morgan in downtown can be a little hinky. But it was crazy because I've been in the parade for 17 years until last year.
Wow.
It was the first year I wasn't in it.
In it, like in the float.
I was on a float every year. Or walking the entire parade route, and that is a workout. My feet were mush at the end of it. But I was like, oh, my first year, I don't have to be in it. This is awesome. Everybody else is going crazy. I watched a little bit of it on TV, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk over and check it out.
Right.
And so I just walked all the way over to Kent from Kennedy to Ashley, and it was like you had no idea anything was going on in downtown until you got to, like, Morgan. So, and that's where it got really busy.
Silent.
And then you would see, like, every once in a while you'd see a stranded pirate or something here or there.
Oh, my. Yeah, but I actually went to UT.
Oh, yes.
So that is right there.
Right there.
All those college students just love Gasparilla.
Yes,
they are in love with it.
It is thing.
I always worked Gasparilla. I was a resident assistant. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that was fun.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
And if you are in the local area and you're going to go check it out, be careful, be safe and responsible. And if you're listening to us from outside of Central Florida, it might be something to put on your bucket list. It is quite the spectacle.
It is.
And it's super fun. I mean, seeing grown men act like pirates for like a month. I mean, what else do you need? And really acting like pirates on January 25th, the day of the parade. So.
Yeah, and just a reminder, the children's parade starts at 3:30.
Okay.
It's going to be on Bayshore Boulevard. The actual Pirate Fest is next Saturday, January 25th. The invasion is at 11:30. Suggest to get there really early. Get your parking, get your spot. There's a lot of boats on the bay as well, if you have a boat that you're bringing out there. And at 2 p.m., the parade starts at Beta Bay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And if you're on a boat, boating under the influence is a real thing. So have a designated boater captain guy for that.
Yes.
It's absolutely a real thing.
Just drink after you park the boat.
Or once you're done. Or not
saying,
at all.
I was saying, like, just if you plan on drinking, just wait until after you're traveling or you're.
Be responsible about it. That's all you need. Be an adult. All right, theme park tip of the week. Michaela, what's this?
So, Rip Ride Rocket, like we said, the wonderful roller coaster in front of Universal Studios Park. Something that I always do when I go.
Which, that ride freaks me out.
I love that ride.
But when they first, like, have you and you are vertical, like, going up, I'm always afraid I'm going to fall out. Like, I'm not a small girl, so I'm not going to fall
it
out.
It especially doesn't have the over-the-arms restraints. It has just the waist.
So I'm, like, hooking myself over it. But once you get through that, it's so awesome. But that freaks me out. Anyway, sorry, continue.
Well, so if you've been on it or if you've heard about it, it plays music.
Yes,
I
love it.
You can pick your music.
It's so fun.
Well, the options there are not my favorite options.
Oh, no.
Not all
of them. Rollin' by Limp Bizkit's one of my favorites.
Is that your favorite?
Yep.
Well, there are other options.
Okay.
And it's something that Universal installed that only a select few really, really know about it.
This is a big secret.
But you Google Rip Ride Rocket codes.
Yeah.
And so what you do is the bar goes over your waist.
Uh-huh.
And it's the screen that comes up in front of you before the ride actually starts when you're on the conveyor belt.
Right.
And you take your finger and you hold it onto the top where it says Rip Ride Rocket on it.
Yeah.
And you hold it there for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you release.
Uh-huh.
And then a code, like the numbers come up. And you have to remember, because you can't have your phone with you on the ride. You have to put it in the locker. So before you even get to the line, look up the codes, see all the music. There are so many. There's like 600 music options.
So memorize the code.
Memorize the code you want.
Write it on your hand, like back in school. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. And then when you have it in front of you and you do the whole 10-second thing, you enter the numbers and you press enter. You hear that song.
Oh, my gosh. So I've been on that ride so many times that I never knew that.
Yeah, so that's something that my brother and I have always done. We've done the For Whom the Bells Toll. I love listening to that song with that. And they also have Rainbow Connection.
That would be an interesting one.
And moving right along, they have really slow songs in there, too.
Do they have any Backstreet Boys or Gavin DeGraw?
I don't know. So you'll have to look up the list, see what you like, and then when you go to Universal, try it out.
Or I can just be in one of the seats and Gavin DeGraw can be in the seat next to me and he can just sing to me the whole time we're on the ride.
That sounds like a good plan.
If he can do that, he's got talent. Take that, Pink. He's on a roller coaster. All right.
That's a lot of fun.
So Google Rip Ride Rocket codes to get the codes of the songs.
Yes, there's a lot of songs.
All right, cool. All right, well, I think that's it for us this week. If you have any questions, themeparksandrec@gmail.com or anything you want us to talk about or dig more into. Other than that, thank you so much for joining us for another week of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. See you later.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.